Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Schaffen is to succeed or to achieve something. Schaffen. How would you say I achieve? Ich schaffe. How would you say I achieve my work? Ich schaffe meine Arbeit. How would you say I don't achieve my work? Ich schaffe meine Arbeit nicht. How would you say, do you achieve your work? Schaffst du deine Arbeit? How would you say, do you guys achieve your work? Schafft ihr eure Arbeit? How would you say, do you, sir, achieve your work? Schaffen Sie Ihre Arbeit? How would you say, does he achieve his work? Schafft er seine Arbeit? You see, we're using here the possessive articles, seine Arbeit, his work, eure Arbeit, your guys' work, ihre Arbeit, your work, sir. How would you say, I don't achieve that alone? Ich schaffe das nicht alleine. How would you say, why don't you achieve this? Warum schaffst du das nicht? How would you say in the past, I've achieved? Ich habe geschafft. How would you say, I've achieved my exam? Ich habe meine Prüfung geschafft. How would you say, I've achieved it? Ich habe sie geschafft. You see, in German we say sie, ich habe sie geschafft, because we refer to die Prüfung. It's a feminine noun. How would you say, I've achieved the test? Ich habe den Test geschafft. You see, schaffen is an accusative verb, so we use accusative articles and endings and pronouns. Ich habe den Test geschafft. You remember, den is the accusative masculine article. How would you now say, I've achieved it? Ich habe ihn geschafft. Now we have to say ihn, because we refer to der Test. Ich habe den Test geschafft. Ich habe ihn geschafft. How would you say, I've achieved my test, although I was not good? Ich habe meinen Test geschafft, obwohl ich nicht gut war. You see, obwohl ich nicht gut war, although I not good was. So, obwohl kicks the verb at the end. It introduces a so-called subclause. How would you say, I've achieved my exam, although I was not good? Ich habe meine Prüfung geschafft, obwohl ich nicht gut war. How would you say, I've achieved my test, although I didn't learn a lot? Ich habe meinen Test geschafft, obwohl ich nicht viel gelernt habe. You see, gelernt habe, all the verbs are kicked to the end. Obwohl ich nicht viel gelernt habe. Although I didn't learn a lot. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb ankommen auf. to depend on. Ankommen auf. To depend on. Like when you say, it depends on. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.